Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, and good day. Hey, we'll be right back. You are tuned in to the Jamaica South Coast Show, April 5th, 2020. And we'll be right back after this musical introduction. Enjoy. Smile, Jamaica. Welcome again. It's now 8:02 p.m. in Alligator-upon, Manchester, Jamaica. This is Maurice Harrison, and I'm coming to you live from Alligator-upon in Manchester. Yes, once again, let me reassure you that Alligator-upon is in Manchester. At one time, it was St. Elizabeth, but it was gerrymandered somewhere around the late 1950s or the 60s, and we became a part of beautiful South Manchester, South Coast. This show, the Jamaica South Coast Tour, Jamaica South Coast Show, is actually being brought to you live weekly on Sunday nights, 8 p.m. Jamaica time, 9 p.m. Eastern, daylight saving time now. And the object of our show that will be coming to you weekly, and we might expand the hours as well because we've been getting a lot of demand for it, or we might even have one or two shows per week in the coming future or near future. But it's just to bring you to the Jamaican South Coast, which, in my opinion and a lot of people's opinion, is actually a hidden gem of Jamaica that we are hoping that once you get familiar with our area and the South Coast of Jamaica, that you will really appreciate that nowhere no better than yard. The debut of our show last week, great response. I was pleasantly surprised at the amount of listeners that we had last week. And it's very encouraging that so many people have actually tuned in and have replayed. And that's the great thing about Caribbean Radio Show. And I should actually identify this is CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show. And we can be found on Facebook, crsradio.com. And this is the information station to bring you Caribbean and especially Jamaica happenings. And we are so grateful to Dr. A for giving us this platform to be able to bring to you, and in this case, live, absolutely live from Jamaica, the happenings as it's going on in Jamaica now, and be able to bond and let you know the factual things that's going on and kind of give you an idea of what's going on here, especially on the South Coast. So the emphasis on the show would be the Jamaican South Coast, but we are diverting a little bit from just the South Coast of Jamaica, because as everyone in this entire world, and this airing actually goes out to the entire world, knows that the entire world is in a crisis right now, or appeared crisis of COVID-19, otherwise known as the coronavirus. So last week we kind of concentrated on the coronavirus, and this week we're going to do the same thing as well. What I'm going to try to do is to give you factual updates on what's going on in Jamaica, and specifically the South Coast for the most part, and how this virus is affecting our beautiful country and the South Coast in general. So with that said, I would like to encourage and ask anyone I see, there's people that's already calling and on my switchboard here, just so you're aware, to listen into the program, you can actually dial 1-661-467-2407. Once again, that number is 1-661-467-2407. If you go to crsradio.com and Facebook, there should be a link there that you can click on and actually listen to the show as well. If you'd like to go to my Facebook page, which is Maurice Harrison, the link is also there as well. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, and we actually, you know, are going to be here with you for about another hour, discussing with you what's going on in Jamaica, trying to bring you up to date on the facts. Because as you know, in social media and the other outlets, there's a lot of information out there, but some of it is actually not factual. Some of it's conspiracy theory, and some of it are outdated. Some of it are rumors. Okay. So basically speaking, I'm trying to be as factual as possible by A, giving you exactly what I have heard from live shows from the Prime Minister, the Minister of Health, the Chief Medical Officer, Jamaica Information Service, the news media, and specifically RJR 94 FM, which is what I mostly listen to, because I find that your news broadcast is pretty accurate in terms of what is going on in the country. So what I'd like to do now is, first of all, to try to bring you up to date on the current situation in Jamaica. Listened in on Ms. Connie's show today earlier, and she pretty much brought information to our listeners, and this is a follow-up. I observed a couple of things on Ms. Connie's show that I may need to clarify a little bit. So here it is, Caribbean Radio Show is bringing to you not just this show, but other shows that's trying to bring you up to date, and Ms. Connie was also broadcasting live from Jamaica. So you're not getting this from somebody broadcasting from another country. I'm actually here in Alligator Pond, located in the South Coast, in the parish of Manchester, right on the Manchester St. Elizabeth border. So the news, as far as this is Jamaica South Coast show, and basically speaking, let's start with the current situation in Jamaica with regards to COVID-19, okay? How many cases do we have in Jamaica as of now? Well, as of today, the official confirmed cases that came out of the government of Jamaica is 55 cases confirmed. Now, folks, I heard today a lot of people saying how disastrous that is and how bad it is. And yes, while we do not want any cases at all in Jamaica, the fact of the matter is because of the proactiveness of our government here in Jamaica, you know, Prime Minister Andrew Holness, Minister of Health, Christopher Tufton, the Chief Medical Officer, just the overall attitude and the approach that Jamaica has taken towards this virus have actually put us out there in front of a lot of other countries that you'd have expected would be the leaders in trying to contain and restrain this virus. But Jamaica has been getting some really good props for how we've been doing with this virus. And rightfully so, because as of Friday, when there was a press conference with the Prime Minister, the Minister of Health, and the CMO, and a couple other people, what we are on right now is we're getting into the community stage of the virus. That is a stage of the virus where we have gotten out of the cluster stage now where we can actually identify where the virus is coming from. Now we're in the community stage of the virus where we expect what's referred to as an 8-day doubling, which means that as of when it was last reported at 44, we expected within 8 days of that, based on the trajectory of the virus in Jamaica right now, to be somewhere around 88 within 8 days. So the fact that we are at 55 and we only got about 5 of those 8 days to go means that we're pretty much doing very well as far as the curve is concerned, and we're keeping the curve pretty flat right now, which means a couple of things. That means that the policies and orders that this government has taken to contain and stop the spread of the virus seems to be working very well. So right now we have 16 cases since the last time I spoke, and there's a 57-year-old male from Manchester who is now a confirmed case. There's a 57-year-old male from Kingston and St. Andrew, 23-year-old male from Clarendon, and a 48-year-old male from Kingston and St. Andrew. Now, that case is under investigation. All of the other cases were contacts of confirmed cases. Okay. The two cases that added on from the 53 of yesterday to make it 55 today, one is from Manchester and the other is from Portland, from what I understood, from what I heard on the news this morning. The total confirmed cases, as I said, is 53. Imported cases, 28. Imported related cases, 21. Cases in isolation, 59. Number of people currently in quarantine at the government facilities are 25. Number of recoveries are 7. Number of deaths are 3. Okay? So we have 3 deaths so far. The main concern that we have right now is between March 18th and March 23rd, we've had about 7,000 people that arrived in the island, of which 1,500 returned or left the island. We were able to locate up until Friday, I think, another 500 or 600, despite the fact that Prime Minister has appealed for them to voluntarily report in and call in. We have over 5,000 that did not call in. So on Friday, the Prime Minister announced additional steps, which is if they do not call in and they're caught, they would possibly face fines of up to $1 million Jamaican a year in jail, and they will be banned from being able to leave the country. So taking all of that into consideration, and we believe, it's an opinion, but I believe that in about a week to come, if we still cannot get a substantial amount of these people to either call in or we cannot locate them, that we're going to start publishing their names and photographs in the media so that they can be easily identified. So that is anybody that entered Jamaica between March 18th and March 23rd are required now under the Disaster Act to report in to the Ministry of Health, and if telephone number for that is 1-888-1-LOVE, okay? So if anybody in Jamaica right now that, you know, wants to report in or is required to report in that arrived in Jamaica after the 18th to the 23rd of March, you are required by law under the Disaster Act to actually report into the Ministry of Health and self-quarantine for 14 days. If you're not doing it, we are out there looking for you, and if we find you, you can be apprehended, you can be arrested, and you can be fined up to $1 million, and you will not be allowed to leave the country. Now, if anyone that has information would like to call information in the Manchester division, it is 876. I'll call these numbers off later on because it's a lot of numbers that you can call in the Manchester area. But the main number to call would be 888-1-LOVE, 888-1-LOVE. And that number will connect you to the Ministry of Health, and they will take your call. It's anonymous, and you will definitely be able to report any one and or situations that you see. Situations that I'm talking about here is like the law now currently states that no, you cannot be in gatherings of more than 10 people at any place. All bars are supposed to be closed. Barbershops, you can only have up to 10 people in the barbershop at any one time, and hairdressers, which would include the barbers and anyone sitting in the chair. And even at that, you cannot have more than 2 people waiting to be taken care of. There is a curfew. I have heard a lot of talk, and I heard that on Connie's show today, where people are saying Jamaica is in a shutdown and the airports are shut down. Folks, that is not so. Jamaica is not, I repeat, Jamaica is not in a shutdown. There are absolutely no incoming passengers allowed into Jamaica. Outgoing passengers can leave Jamaica. Chances are they're going to be quarantined in whatever country they're going back to, but they can leave Jamaica. Incoming cargo and outgoing cargo is still permitted. The rest of the shutdown rumor is that Jamaica's in a shutdown. No. During the day, the orders about the distance, the social distancing, the no more than 10 gathering, no more than a certain amount of people in supermarkets and or markets, as long as that is observed, those are business as usual from 6 a.m. in the morning till 8 p.m. at night. The markets were closed last week at 2 p.m., but because of the crowds gathering, the government decided that we're going to now allow the markets to open at 6 a.m. and close at 6 p.m. so that people can maintain the social distancing. However, Jamaica, the entire country of Jamaica, is on a curfew from 8 p.m. every night till 6 a.m. in the morning, and that is going to last for 8 days. I think it ends the morning of April 8th. Now, what is the status and what has the results been on the curfew so far? This is the second night of the curfew. On the first night of the curfew, the Jamaica Constabulary Force and the Brigadier General from Jamaican Defense Force reported in that we have been getting 95% compliance on the first night and even higher of a compliance on the second night. On the first night, there were 10 people that were arrested. 9 of the 10 people were arrested in the parish of Hanover, 1 from the parish of Kingston or St. Andrew. That is the current status, folks, as to what is going on here in Jamaica, the current data, the current situation. I would encourage anyone out there listening to feel free to call in and ask any questions or issue any concerns you might have. I will try to answer any questions that you may call in on. Let me give you the number. Get a pen, pencil, paper, and write the number down. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, CRSRadio.com on Facebook. And the number to call in on is 661-467-2407. If you want to speak to me to ask me a question and or comment or tell me a concern that you have or participate in discussion, when you dial into the show, please press 1 on your phone so that I will know that you have a question. There are people that dial into the show just to listen to the show. So if you want to ask a question, I see people right now that have dialed into the show, but if you want to ask a question, press 1 on your phone, then I'll know that you have a question for me. Okay? Now, during the show today, if I don't have a lot of questions coming in, we may break for a song or two just to keep it a little bit on a lighthearted side, because in this time where things seem to be negative, let me assure you that there are some very positive things going on with regards to this in Jamaica that has made me, especially as a returning resident of Jamaica, now living here in Alligator Pond, to be extremely proud of the way my country and this government has been handling this entire crisis. Coming from me, folks, is something to take note of, because I'm actually a member of the opposing party. So when you hear me say that I am proud of the way the Prime Minister, Andrew Holness, and the Minister of Health, Christopher Tufton, has been handling this thing, believe me, I am absolutely 100% proud. Once again, I encourage you to call in 1-661-467-2407. Press 1 on your phone. I'll know that you have a question, and I'll be more than happy to answer it. So with that said, I'm going to take a little break now and maybe come in with a little song here, just to lighten it up a little bit, and then we'll come right back and go right back. In the meantime, folks, if you want to call in, this is the Caribbean Radio Show, 661-467-2407. So, hey, let me help you out, and we go and we're going to talk a little bit about In a Jam Down now from our Jamaica Festival songs back in 2015, okay? Yes, In a Jam Down. You know what, though, with the way things are going right now in Jam Down, as she said, I would say we're jam up. And the reason for that is Jamaica has been handling this COVID-19 situation very well. For citizens of Jamaica, where I am in Alligator Pond, I am right by the river in Alligator Pond. And I will admit, initially, we were having some problems because once the bars got closed and everything, a lot of people started to gather here at the river and bring their alcohol and their entertainment by the river because of the orders. The police and the security forces actually came in and they actually closed down a few of the vendors, issued some strict warning and some summons. And on a second visit, they came back again. So the people knew how serious they were. And those 2 to 5% that were violating the orders finally realized that this government and the security forces and the authorities were very serious about this whole situation. So it has gotten really, really good by the river here in Alligator Pond. And I was pleasantly surprised yesterday as I was walking out of town to get my lunch. Four young men, they looked at me and they were maintaining their social distances. They said, "Sir, can I ask you a question? Did you just come from far?" I said, "No, I actually came in the middle of February." They said, "Oh, okay, you're good then, sir. Have a good day." And I just had to say to them, you know, I'm absolutely proud of you guys for doing this, because here it is. We sometimes give our young people a rap for not caring about things, but these four young men actually approached me and asked me if I just came into Jamaica, and they wanted to let me know that, hey, if you just came into Jamaica, you actually need to be in self-quarantine, which to me, some people may have taken offense to that. I actually felt very proud that they did that. And overall, in Alligator Pond, it's kind of hard. And this is where we're going to touch now on the South Coast and Alligator Pond, which this is the Jamaica South Coast Tour, Caribbean Radio Show. And I'm bringing to you the COVID-19 update from Jamaica live, the facts of what's going on, not the social media interpretation or twist of what's going on in Jamaica, but these are the actual figures and facts coming out from what I see, experience, and I'm seeing and hearing throughout the country from the credible news sources. Okay. Here in Alligator Pond, we have a very big challenge because Alligator Pond's number one industry is fishing. Now, for those of you who knows how the fishing industry goes, we have these small boats that goes out. And if you are listening in on the link, you will see some of those boats in the slideshow that passes around. But you will understand that these boats, they go out to sea with these fish pots, and they drop the fish pots, and then their catch, they come in. Now, what happens is the fish that they bring in are in very high demand. So a lot of people will gather up around the boats to try to get their selection of fish before the fisherman sells off his fish. What that does, it creates an atmosphere sometimes where people, because of the rush to get fish, and especially since it's Easter time right now, and you know, in the Jamaica of Easter time, everybody is eating fish. Well, that in itself creates a problem for the distance, the social distance required by the law, which is 3 to 6 feet away from each other. In the initial stages of the order, I saw it to be a big problem. But as I walk out to get my breakfast and my lunch every day, I am now seeing where people are now observing it and actually not gathering. And when they gather, they are maintaining their space, which is a very difficult thing to do, especially given the area in which the vendors have to sell their fish, and also the competition to get the best quality fish, because quality fish attracts the highest prices. For example, if you have quality fish like snapper, parrot, which I'm not particular, people are actually still selling parrot, but they are, and goldfish and jacks and the bigger fish, those go for about $650 to $700 Jamaican dollars a pound. The middle part of the smaller fish, those go for about $450 Jamaican a pound. And then the very small or not quality fish goes for $250 a pound. Now, most people that are buying fish from the fishermen, they want a mix so that when they sell the fish, they can actually provide their customers with quality mid and small fish. So that's where the competition gets, kind of where people gather around the boats as they come in. The flip side of that is that because of the COVID crisis, less people are actually coming in from outside of the area to buy fish. So that actually has helped reduce the crowd in the Alligator Pond Town area. Fortunately, folks, with all the traffic of people coming outside of Alligator Pond into Alligator Pond to get fish, we still have zero recorded in cases in Alligator Pond. And I have a theory for that. It's only a theory and an opinion, and I'm going to preface this by telling you that it's only an opinion and not necessarily fact, because I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical doctor, so I don't know. But I, based on what I'm hearing about this COVID virus, I do not think that this virus can survive in salt water. So the fact is, with the temperatures here and being in the salt water a lot, which is what most people in Alligator Pond are doing, my guess is that helps in some way as well with the virus. And folks, once again, I'd like to remind you to call in, because I can't answer questions if I don't know what questions are out there. I can commentate as much on what I think people may want to know, but there's no better way than for you to call and ask a question if you have one. A number again, please write it down, 661-467-2407. Once again, as I pause for you to write it down, 661-467-2407. Okay, so if you have any questions or comments or concerns that you may have, please feel free to call and ask. I'll answer what I can. And if there's something that I don't have an answer to, I will post it at a later date on this site. And just so you know, even after you listen to this program tonight, the link is still available for you to go back, listen to, and or ask questions or comments for as long as you want. That's the great thing about internet radio. So how are the fishermen in Alligator Pond, or let's say, how is Jamaica entirely? Because there's been questions about how is it affecting the farmers? How is it affecting the businesses? How is it affecting the fishermen? How is it affecting the restaurants? How is it affecting the communities? Well, folks, pretty much like everywhere else, the economy is at not a total standstill, but it has affected the economy quite a bit. Okay. However, people need to understand that it has affected the economy in some ways, but have actually created a good economy in other areas. For example, agriculture. There's been a lot of talk about the farmers not having anywhere to sell their produce. And with regards to the farmers that used to supply hotels with produce and farm products, that may very well be true. I'm not going to dispute that. However, you have to understand that the agricultural products of Jamaica do not only go to hotels, but consumers as well. Now, the fact is, consumer demand for Jamaican products have always been high, and we have not been able to keep up with consumer demand. So some of these products that would normally go to hotels are now finding themselves into the marketplace for consumers within Jamaica to purchase these items. So it has actually now started to provide more goods to the local market. Now, that's not to say that there's not surpluses in the fields. I'm in the breadbasket of Jamaica, which is the South Manchester, Southeast St. Elizabeth area of Jamaica, which is one of the bigger breadbasket areas of Jamaica. And I can tell you without a doubt that as of now, most, and I say most of our farmers are still getting their products to market, and their product is still being sold and not spoiling in the field, as a lot of people have been led to believe. In the interim, the Jamaican government has also allotted $240 million to purchase products from farmers who can't get there to the market, and have made agreements and arrangements with hotels to use their cold storage to keep these produce as we go through this crisis. So that's as far as, and in Alligator Pond, folks, the main industry in Alligator Pond is fishing. Fish is still being sold. Prices of fish is still up there. And being around Easter time, the demand is still there and the fish is being sold. So we don't have any fish rotting in Alligator Pond as of now. Okay. The second biggest industry in Alligator Pond is, of course, agriculture. On the outlying areas of Alligator Pond is a very large farming community. So that area has been affected a bit, but not as much as it's been led to believe in the media. Of course, a lot of our farmers who used to supply the hotels are going to scream and bawl because that's how it is. If the harder and the louder you scream and bawl, is the more assistance you'll get. So just to clarify that. Now, the other area of Alligator Pond that has been impacted and throughout Jamaica is also restaurants. Because restaurants is a gathering place, and no matter what, people normally like to sit and eat around in a restaurant. Well, with the no more than 10 and the 3 to 6, and actually, it's not a law, but encouragement of people not to stay and eat in restaurants but take your food out. For example, in Mandeville, most restaurants in Mandeville now, even though they are sit-ins, are not doing sit-in services. You have to go and you take your food and you have to leave. In Mandeville, what I've been noticing is as soon as you go into the stores, you have to get sprayed by alcohol and or sanitizer, and you're only allowed a certain amount in, and they have the little circles outside to show you where to stand. Supreme Ventures, where Cashbot and all of that is, they have also been very emphatic. They've actually gone one step better. For example, here in Alligator Pond, if you're going to play the lotto or anything, only one person is allowed in at a time. When that person is finished, then somebody from outside, and the people from outside need to maintain their 3 to 6 feet distance. So restaurants, which is part of the eco-community tourism aspect of Alligator Pond, which is developing, and Alligator Pond with the existence of restaurants like Little Ochi, Oswald's, Bunch of Grapes, and various food shops like Miss Patty's Food Shop and Miss Anne's Food Shop, that exist here in Alligator Pond, they are having some impact as well because, of course, with less people traveling, the taxi drivers, the commuting services, the workers are not out to work. The children are not in school because schools are still closed. So therefore, it's going to impact the restaurants as well. So yes, there's been a reduction in business. But the great part and the great news about that is if you walk into any of these restaurants, you will see the admittance and the acceptance from the owners and operators of these restaurants that, hey, it's something that we have to go through. And the more we agree and abide with what the government is trying to tell us to do, is the quicker we'll get out of this. And once again, let me just take a break here to tell you that you're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show. This is CRSRadio.com on Facebook. And if you want to call in and ask a question or issue a concern, the telephone number is 661-672407. If you have a question, please press 1 on your phone, and I will know that you have a question, and I'll come in and ask you a question. In the meantime, I'll just go on now to talk about community impact. Okay? The impact on the communities in Jamaica have been, you know, substantial. But the thing is, as I go around the communities, and I don't go around a lot of communities lately because I pretty much just get up, go have lunch when I want to have my lunch, and I come back, or if I have to go to the store or the pharmacy, I go and I get right back in. Fortunately, I live right on the river and the sea, so when I get back, before I even go into my room, I actually go into the salt water with my clothes on and thoroughly bathe myself before I go up to my room, and I'll wash down with soap and everything like that. And of course, I use my sanitizers and alcohol. So I'm actually doing what is necessary because, as you know, there's no cure for COVID COVID-19. There's ways of preventing the spreading and preventing infecting yourself. And the way to do that is to follow the basic procedure. Less than 10 people, 3 to 6 feet apart. Don't be around anybody that has it or has symptoms, flu-like symptoms. And wash your hands thoroughly with soap for up to 20 seconds each time. And if you have sanitizers, use your sanitizer and use your alcohol. Do not touch your face. Do not touch your mouth. Do not touch your nose. Do not touch your eyes. When you exchange currency, use a sanitizer before and after. When you go in and out of establishments, use the sanitizers. Your chances of containing the virus is a lot higher. Now, I see people calling in on the line here. And like I said, if you have a question or a comment, you need to press 1 on your phone and I'll be able to take your questions and comments. Otherwise, I'm going to think that you're just listening in. Once again, the phone number is 661-467-2407. How are the communities being impacted? Well, number one, of course, there's no schools. So the children are home. Education is provided and work is provided, but if the parents do not ensure that the children are doing the schoolwork, that obviously is going to affect us when it's time to go back to school. And as of now, schools are out until the end of the Easter break. And depending on how we go through this community stage, I anticipate that it might get extended. However, Jamaica's curve is pretty good right now. We have 55 cases, which is pretty good because we are expecting an 8-day doubling, which would be a normal expectancy. The major concern of the country right now, and the Prime Minister and the Minister of Health and the CMO, is the people that came into the country March 18th to the 23rd that have not turned themselves in or reported in that they are self-quarantined. So the authorities are now out looking for those people from the manifest, the address that they gave when they came in, and trying to locate them. If we have to locate them, they do stand a chance of being prosecuted, especially if they're not found in quarantine or self-quarantine, and they could face a fine of up to $1 million Jamaican and or a year in jail. Besides that, the Prime Minister has announced emphatically that they will not be allowed to leave the country and there will be upon them leaving Jamaica. As I said before earlier in this broadcast, for those of you just joining me, and I emphasize this because this is the main threat to the spread in Jamaica right now is not even our people that have been here all along. It is the people that came in between March 18th and March 23rd. So those people absolutely need to report in so that at least we can know where they are and that they are self-quarantined. And if they're not, they need to go into self-quarantine and let us know who they've been in contact with. That is what is going to determine how Jamaica handles what is now the community stage of the virus. Understand this, folks. Jamaica will be out of this situation relatively quickly if we control that aspect of it. And so far, Jamaica is doing a much, much better job than most countries throughout the entire world right now. And that is if you look at it per capita, if you look at the bell curve, that's tracking the progression of the virus in Jamaica, and we're very near the peak. It is without saying that Jamaica is doing an excellent job. Country and the people of Jamaica, if these 5,000 people that we're trying to locate are not self-quarantining and are not reporting in so that we can make sure and ensure that they have not been in contact with others, because that is what will let us peak a lot greater, and which would eventually cause our country to go into a complete shutdown. We do not want a shutdown, and despite what you may see on our social media, no, Jamaica is not on a shutdown right now. Okay, we have some restrictions. We have a curfew from 8 p.m. every night till 6 a.m. This curfew might very well be extended, but it goes until April 8th, the morning of April 8th at 6 a.m. So far, very good response. We've had a 95% compliance the first night. The second night was a lot more. First night, there were 10 arrests. There was no arrests at all in the second night. Now, folks, what does this curfew do? If you're found outside of the curfew hours, you're not automatically arrested. The officers will try to find out why it is that you're out after the curfew hours. If you do not have a legitimate reason and they, in a fair frame of mind, says, okay, get home right now, and you do so without resistance, chances are you'll be let off and just don't let it happen again. However, if you do not have a good reason and you are defiant and or repeat, you are going to be arrested and you're going to be taken off the street. This is to ensure that, and people say, well, you're open from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., so what's the difference? Well, you cannot shut the economy down totally. So you have to do the best you can to contain the virus the best way we can. 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. is a less active, productive time in Jamaica, and most of that time is socializing. The least amount of socializing that we can do to maintain the no gathering and the social distancing will be more effective during that time period. That's, in essence, the logical and the common sense approach to why it's being done this way. So, folks, it is a good plan, and it's not a plan where the government of Jamaica wants to go to say, okay, fine, we can't control it, it's getting out of hand, and so now we're going to have to go to a complete shutdown. This government has been very proactive and very decisive in the actions that they've taken, but in trying to maintain the economy and maintain some semblance of normalcy, has done an extremely good job. It's not up to the people of Jamaica, and for my friends throughout the world that's listening into the program right now, to encourage your relatives back home to abide by and conform with the rules and the orders. And if they see anybody that's violating, call 888-1-LOVE, which is Ministry of Health. That will help you, for those of you that might be afraid to call the police directly out of fear, because you know how it is in Jamaica. We have this informal must die mentality and, you know, no snitching. But this is one thing we need to snitch about and inform. So if you want a safe way of doing it and knowing that you will not be called out, call the Ministry of Health and let them know. Now, hey, look, we got these people over here and they're gathering in groups of big and then, you know, possibly going to spread the virus. They will respond. They have responded. I have seen them respond. So once again, if you have any questions or you want to call in, it's 661-467-2407. Folks, if you want to speak to me or you want to ask a question or make a comment, just press 1 on your phone. I'll know that you have a question. Okay, we have about 11 minutes left. I don't know if there are any other questions. Maybe I'm just doing such a good job of answering whatever questions you may have that you're not asking me any questions here tonight. So from community impact, economically, yes, communities are suffering, but we're getting through it. People are eating. People are living their lives. And to be honest with you, if you come around the Alligator Pond area now, you probably would even say, wow, things are looking like it's normal. What we're doing is we're taking this thing in strides, and we're just hoping that we can contain this virus so that within a few weeks, Jamaica will start to go back to some sense of normalcy. People have said to me and asked me on Facebook, and I've seen them in some groups that have asked, well, when will we be able to come into Jamaica? And this is an opinion because I'm not the government and I don't know the plan. The current ban of incoming flights, I think, is going to expire this coming week, but it is my belief that that's possibly going to be expanding, especially since the outbreak in our partner countries, that like the United States of America, UK, you know, and other countries, is still at a level that I don't think, and this is just my opinion, I don't think that the government of Jamaica is actually going to ban of incoming flights. I may be wrong, but I don't see that happening. As far as the other orders are concerned, I honestly do not see the government lifting any of those orders until we get through the community stage peak and meet or doubling quotas. And right now, like I said, we're looking at doubling, 8-day doubling. And right now we're on track to come in below that figure, but we are rapidly engaging into the community stage of this virus, which is the critical stage of the virus that will actually lend us an idea as to how we're going to be able to handle and lift restrictions and or open up the country again. Quarantined areas of Jamaica, that is vital and important. The two areas that I spoke about last week that were in quarantine, or the three areas, was the 7 Mile and 8 Mile Old Bay area and Cornpiece in Clarendon. Well, we were able to lift the quarantine in the Bull Bay, the 7 Mile and 8 Mile area, because there's been no new cases and the health officials have done their work in that area. So fortunately, that area is no longer on a quarantine, but still have to maintain the orders that are in existence. And we strongly encourage, if you not have to lift your yard, no lift your yard. Tana your yard. Like me, son of my yard, the only thing I go out to do right now is to get my 12-foot red stripe to keep in here so that I can have some red stripe to drink while I'm in here. And, of course, the Caribbean radio show, CRSradio.com, that we're on right now. And, you know, bring whatever information I can to you. I may, during the week, come in with a couple extra shows if the occasion warrants it. If a major news breaks, I will try to put a show and come in and, you know, cover that. Now, let's see. I think I have general conformance with orders in Jamaica have been pretty good, but we can still do with some help. So if you have relatives in Jamaica, just call them up and tell them, hey, look, stand still, stay at your yard, don't leave, stay the 3 to 6 feet away from each other. And, you know, we in Jamaica, we're a touchy-touchy society. So we love to touch and hug, and, you know, that's just how we are. But, you know, elbow to elbow, you know, if you're coughing, cough into the bend of your elbow. Make sure you wash your hands continuously every chance you get. Walk around with a spray bottle of alcohol like I do. You might not be able to afford that, but hey, get some soap, wash your hands thoroughly for 20 seconds. Keep the virus off of your hands. Stay the distance away so that people who are coughing and or maybe expelling the virus doesn't get onto you. So you keep the 3 to 6 feet, that will work. Stay in groups of less than 10. Okay, folks, we'll get through this. It's not, you know, it's not something to play with, but it's not something to get overly alarmed about either, in the terms of panic to the point that you suffer mental problems or whatever. This too, folks, will pass if we do it the right way. Okay? So, like I, to sum up the show and to give you an idea for those that joined us late, because I saw some people coming later on the line here. Once again, we have about 5 minutes left. If you want to call in and you want to ask a quick question, because I don't have time for a lot of questions right now, it's 661-467-2407. Hope I've covered and I've filled you in the best I can from the facts that I have. The news media here in Jamaica and information services have been doing extremely well. At every commercial break, almost, they talk about COVID-19. They talk about what you need to do. So there's, and the pamphlets are out there. The health officials are in the community. The authorities are on top of the situation. There are certain towns and marketplaces that are being, you know, washed down with, you know, I don't know what they're washing them down with, but they are. The markets are being monitored for the social distancing. The market hours was expanded from 6 a.m. to 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. now, to allow for people to be able to shop without crowding. And the government took that decision last week. With all the restrictions and the orders that we have in place right now, it is the belief of the authorities that if we follow these restrictions and these orders, that Jamaica will pull through this, okay? And I, for one, am happy with the way that our Jamaicans are handling it. I wish 100% of our citizens would do it. I must admit, we don't have 100% that's doing it, but we have pretty much over 90-something percent compliance right now. So, folks, with that said and everything, I don't really have too much more that I'm going to cover here tonight. And, you know, this is the Jamaica South Coast show. Unfortunately, and in some ways fortunately, we're going to be focusing on this show more about the COVID, and I'm going to try to cover all of Jamaica, but with emphasis on the South Coast and specifically right now in the Alligator Pond Division, because as you know, I would not be able to cover live from other areas until this crisis is all over. So you're going to be hearing a lot about Alligator Pond and Jamaica based on what I'm getting from government, from members of parliament, from people that I know within the ministry that will give me the information that comes directly from the source. Folks, I'm not telling you that everything on social media is wrong, but a lot of it is not exactly the actual 100% truth. My advice to you all is to follow Jamaica Information Services, YouTube, subscribe to TVJ, to Ministry of Health, subscribe to Honorable, you know, Prime Minister Andrew Holness's, you know, feed. That's the most credible and forthright information that you'll get. So, folks, this is Maurice Harrison. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, and this is the Jamaica South Coast Store. I'm going to leave you now. I'm going to end with a song from, hey, this lady, this young lady is from the Jamaican South Coast. She actually grew up in Mandeville, up-and-coming artist. I just love her to death. I almost know her like my daughter. So I'm going to leave you guys with this. And until next Sunday, see you same time, same place, right here on the Caribbean Radio Show. Once again, thank you for joining me, and I look forward to talking to you again next week, and hopefully be able to give you better news and some more exciting news, and we'll have some fun and action with regards to Jamaica South Coast. With that said, have a great night, have a great week, have a great morning, have a great day. This is Maurice Harrison from Alligator Pond, Manchester, reporting over and out. Here is Jane McGizmo with One Away. Have a good night, folks.
Tell a little bit about Jamaica.